Hello and welcome to your GCSE Computer Science Revision Podcast. I'm so glad you're here because today we're diving into one of the most exciting and practical topics in the whole specification, Topic 6, Problem Solving with Programming. Whether you find coding brilliant or a little bit baffling, by the end of this episode, you'll have the confidence and the knowledge to tackle any programming question the exam throws at you. Let's get started. So, what is Topic 6 actually about? At its heart, it's about using computational thinking to solve real problems, and then turning those solutions into working Python programs. The examiners want to see that you can read code, write code, trace through algorithms, spot errors, and explain your reasoning. This topic links directly to everything else in computer science, from algorithms and data structures to testing and logic. It's the topic where theory meets practice. Let's begin with the foundation of everything, computational thinking. There are four key pillars, and I want you to remember them using the acronym DAPA: decomposition, abstraction, pattern recognition, and algorithmic thinking. Decomposition means breaking a big, complex problem into smaller, more manageable subproblems. Think of it like building a house. You don't just start building, you break it down. Foundations first, then walls, then roof, then interior. In programming, if you're building a quiz app, you might decompose it into get the question, get the user's answer, check if it's correct, keep the score, and display the result. Each of those becomes a separate function or module. Abstraction is about removing unnecessary detail and focusing only on what matters for your solution. When you drive a car, you don't need to understand the engine's combustion chemistry. You just need the steering wheel and the pedals. In programming, abstraction means hiding complexity. A function called calculateAverage just needs to take a list and return a number. The user doesn't need to know how it works internally. Pattern recognition is spotting similarities, either within a problem or from problems you've solved before. If you've written a loop to search through a list once, you can recognise that same pattern in a different context and reuse it. Examiners love to see candidates applying patterns they know to new scenarios. And finally, algorithmic thinking, designing a clear step-by-step solution. This is where flowcharts and pseudocode come in. Before you write a single line of Python, you should be able to describe your algorithm in plain steps. Examiners award marks for logical, well-structured thinking, even if your Python syntax isn't perfect. Now, let's talk about the three programming constructs that every program is built from. These are sequence, selection, and iteration, and together they can solve any computable problem. Sequence is the simplest. Instructions are carried out one after another, in order. Line 1 runs, then line 2, then line 3. No surprises. In Python, every line of code you write in order is sequence. Selection is where your program makes decisions. In Python, this means if, elif, and else statements. The program evaluates a condition, is it true or false, and takes a different path depending on the answer. For example, if score is greater than or equal to 50, print pass, else print fail. Selection is what gives programs intelligence. Iteration means repeating a block of code. Python gives us two types, the for loop, which repeats a set number of times, and the while loop, which repeats as long as a condition remains true. A for loop is great when you know how many times to repeat, like processing every item in a list. A while loop is perfect when you don't know in advance, like asking a user to enter a valid password until they get it right. But let's move on to subprograms. These are functions and procedures, and they are absolutely essential for good programming practice. A subprogram is a named block of code that performs a specific task. You define it once, and you can call it as many times as you need. In Python, you define a function using the def keyword, followed by the function name and any parameters in brackets. Parameters are the inputs the function needs to do its job. The function then returns a value using the return statement. Here's a simple example. Define a function called addNumbers, taking parameters a and b. Inside, return a plus b. Then you can call addNumbers with the values 3 and 7, and it returns 10. Clean, reusable, and easy to test. One crucial concept here is scope. Variables defined inside a function are local. They only exist within that function. Variables defined outside are global. A very common mistake candidates make is trying to use a local variable outside the function where it was created and getting a name error. Always think about where your variables live.
Now, data structures. The exam will test your ability to work with strings, lists, and sometimes records or dictionaries. A string is a sequence of characters. Python gives you powerful string operations. Len to find the length, slicing with square brackets to extract parts, and methods like upper, lower, and split. Remember, strings are immutable in Python, meaning you can't change individual characters directly. A list is an ordered, mutable collection. You can add items with append, remove them with remove or pop, and access them by index, remembering that Python uses zero-based indexing, so the first item is at index 0. You can iterate through a list beautifully with a for loop. For file handling, reading and writing CSV files, Python uses the open function with a mode, R for read, W for write, and A for append. Always close your file after use, or better still, use a with statement, which handles closing automatically. Examiners will specifically test whether you know how to read data from a file line by line and process it. Let's talk about testing and debugging, an area where many candidates lose marks unnecessarily. There are three types of errors you need to know. A syntax error is when your code breaks Python's rules, like forgetting a colon after an if statement. Python won't run at all. A runtime error happens while the program is running, like trying to divide by zero or accessing an index that doesn't exist. A logic error is the sneakiest. The program runs fine, but gives the wrong answer. Your algorithm is flawed. Good testing means using three types of test data. Normal data, values you'd expect the program to handle correctly. Boundary data, values at the very edge of what's acceptable, like the minimum or maximum allowed input. And erroneous data, completely invalid inputs, like entering a letter when a number is expected. Examiners will ask you to design a test plan, and you must include all three types to get full marks. Validation is about checking that input data is reasonable before the program uses it. Range checks, type checks, presence checks, these all prevent your program from crashing or producing nonsense. Authentication is specifically about verifying identity, like checking a username and password before allowing access. Right. Exam tips time. This is where we separate the candidates who get top marks from those who don't. First, always use meaningful variable names. Writing x equals 5 tells the examiner nothing. Writing student score equals 5 shows you understand good programming practice. Examiners specifically look for this. Second, indentation in Python is not optional. It is the syntax. A missing indent means a syntax error. In the exam, every line inside a loop, function, or if statement must be indented consistently. Use 4 spaces. Third, when a question asks you to trace through code, be methodical. Create a trace table with columns for each variable and the output. Work through line by line. Don't skip steps. Examiners award marks for each correct row in the trace. Fourth, if a question says write a program to do something, don't just write the code. Add comments explaining what each section does. Comments start with a hash symbol in Python. Examiners reward good programming practice, and comments are part of that. Fifth, for questions worth 4 marks or more, structure your answer. Write the function definition, the main logic, and any validation separately. Show that you can decompose the problem. Now, for our quickfire recall quiz, cover your notes and see how you do. Question 1. What are the 4 pillars of computational thinking? DAPA. Decomposition, abstraction, pattern recognition, algorithmic thinking. Question 2. What is the difference between a for loop and a while loop? A for loop repeats a set number of times. A while loop repeats while a condition is true. Question 3. What are the 3 types of errors in programming? Syntax, runtime, and logic errors. Question 4. What are the 3 types of test data? Normal,
boundary and erroneous. Question 5. What does the return statement do in a function? It sends a value back to the part of the program that called the function. How did you do? If you got all 5, brilliant. You're in great shape. If not, go back and review those sections. Let's wrap up with a quick summary of the most important things to take into your exam. Computational thinking, DAPA, is the foundation. Use it to analyze problems before you write any code. The 3 constructs, sequence, selection, iteration, are the building blocks of every program. Know when and why to use each one. Functions improve readability, reusability, and testability. Always use meaningful names and understand local versus global scope. Test your programs with normal, boundary, and erroneous data. Design a proper test plan. Use validation to check inputs and authentication to verify identity. Write clean, well-commented, properly indented Python. Examiners reward good practice, not just correct answers. And finally, practice reading and tracing code on paper. The exam will ask you to do this, and it's a skill that only improves with repetition. You've got this. Keep revising, keep practicing, and I'll see you in the next episode. Good luck.